Charlie Behrens, welcome back to another Bellied Up podcast presented by Fleet Farm.
Fleet Farm.
We love it.
Miles, mon pleasure. Mon pleasure. It is me pleasure to be back with you here, sir.
Oh, okay. Wee wee.
Oui, oui. Oh, yeah, yeah. Ho, ho.
So, I got nothing else.
Yeah, that's all right. Now, Miles, yesterday we did a little something fun. What did we do?
Yeah, we went. So we were at the curling club for the last episode. And so when we were done, they graciously let us throw a few stones.
Yeah, that's what they're called. Rock.
The turns rock. Out that ice is slippery.
Yeah.
I had to learn that the hard way. Almost fell a couple times, but a lesser athlete would have been on his ass, but not me.
I did see almost go ahead of a tea kettle. I did.
Necessarily wearing the best shoes for it.
No, either. Neither of us were. And then we put those. So if you don't have the right curling shoes, they put a little like slipper thing on you, a little makeshift, you know, elastic type flat bottom slipper deal. Yep. You slip over your shoes. I felt bad because I had mud on my boots.
Did you?
Yeah. And I even said to him, I says, I got mud on my boots. Should I not go on? He's like, yeah, you'd be fine. That's how you know a good. A good curling club.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost made the mistake of stepping down with the slide thing I put on my shoe first.
Oh.
And then you would have seen me do the slips or the splits.
Kind of wish I would have seen that.
I kind of, for the sake of my pants, I'm glad that we didn't see that. Otherwise, I would have had to head to Kohl's.
Head to Kohl's.
Use some Kohl's cash, get some new pants.
Have you ever stitched up your slacks?
Like sewed them?
Yeah.
No. Have you?
I did that one time. I didn't do a very good job, I'll be honest, but it worked for a little while.
Nice.
Yeah.
So have you thrown curling stones before yesterday?
Yes, I did. One other time in Wausau, Wisconsin, at the curling club up there in Wausau. However, I did not. It's always a new thing. That was years ago. So it's basically brand new. How do you feel like you did?
I think if I'd have got a couple more throws in me, I feel like I would have figured it out, but. There was a league starting, so we only got a couple. I didn't realize how hard you got to push off that little block.
Yeah, it's honestly that is something that I was kind of thinking about after the fact. Like, oh, I think I could get pretty good at this, you know?
Yeah.
And because it's like your form, and then it's very slight as you're releasing the stone. It's that he can. He's equated it to like a handshake, you know, like you're just slightly turning your
just a little.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I was knocked over my beer.
Yeah, your hand's a little shaky today.
Well, you know,
what's going on with that?
Everyone's going to think that I went drinking last night, too, just day after day after day.
You didn't. No. Early to bed for you last night.
I didn't even have a beer at dinner.
I noticed that. Two Diet Cokes, though. That's probably why you were up till 1 a.m.
I wasn't up till 1 a.m.
What time did you go to bed?
Like 11:30.
Okay. Well, that's it. That's early enough.
It's one of those things. So we have a curling club in Fargo, actually.
Do you?
So now it's like I have to do the determination. This is what happens with everyone, right? They try a hobby.
Yeah.
Then there's a period of what I think of absorbing that hobby.
Yeah.
And then you have to make the determination, am I a blank guy or gal?
Yeah.
Am I a curling guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I kind of have to decide.
Yeah, well, you do. I mean, I feel like as we get older, we have less time on our hands. And so many interests, but you really got to narrow it down because otherwise you just suck at all of them.
Exactly.
Which is where I'm at.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking, you know.
And you suck at them because you don't play them enough, right? It's not because you just suck.
Well, thank you, Miles. That might be the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah.
It's I don't do it enough. You know, I like another hobby I really want to get good at is like archery. You know, like, but not just with a compound bow, with a recurve bow.
Okay.
You know, and I'm like, okay. Yeah.
All
and
right.
I'm okay at it, but I don't do it enough, you know?
I think that's a story of being an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I like doing that. I just don't do it enough.
Yeah, I know.
And then you end up doing stuff enough of the stuff you shouldn't be, right? Like, yeah, like, hey, I'd like to lose some weight, but I don't work out enough.
Yeah.
But I definitely go to the bar enough.
Yeah.
That's
true.
All the stuff we shouldn't do.
Well, the thing with
we do enough of.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing with curling is, you know, you can kind of combine it with drinking. So I could see there being a lot of potential for you in curling for that reason.
There is going to be a tipping point, though, where it becomes very lethal for me to be out there on the ice after having X amount of beers.
Well, you have one before you go on the ice.
Probably one while you're out there and then a couple after. Sounds like a good pace to me, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Get you loosened up.
Yeah. Because
this curling goes under the category of you do it. If we were to have played a whole match or whatever,
yeah,
you wake up the next day and you go, wow, I must really not use those types of muscles in regular life because I'm sore in places I didn't know I had muscles.
Right. Well, you know absolutely. I mean? And because it's such an awkward thing. I mean, at least it was awkward for me. It sounds like it was awkward for you. So
yeah.
You know that there's some muscles there that just have not been used by a mile, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, I have high hopes that this could be your thing. I could see you being a professional curler. I could see that for you. That or bags.
Why? Because there's the one guy on the USA team with the mustache that kind of has the same build or what?
Matt Hamilton?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you could, you know, the smartest thing Matt Hamilton ever did. I mean, he's done a lot of smart things, but one of the smart things, get a mustache. You know, because when you're watching curling, everyone kind of looks the same. But if you're the guy with the mustache, everyone's like, kinda oh, the mustache out. Guy.
Smart, branded himself good.
Branded himself with a little facial hair. So, and I could see you do it. You look, you've already branded yourself well. So I could see you. I want to see you in the Olympics, Miles. I got high hopes for you. Wouldn't that be funny?
I could. I just don't do it enough.
Well, you don't do it enough. But, you know, you got, you know, you're big time enough. Just build a curling rink at your yeah, merch I'll just facility.
I'll build a curling club, and I'll be like, it'll be like a Midwest Mafia movie, right?
Exactly.
Instead of owning a strip club,
yeah,
you own a curling club.
Yeah.
But you don't say a curling. You just say, yeah, I'm headed down to the club.
Head down to the club, yeah.
Why don't you meet me down at the club, then we can talk. I got a side room.
You beat up the guy working, like, the bar. You know, you just hit him over the head with Tony, like, when he got all pissed and just beat the guy up with the phone, you know, because he couldn't get the phone right. Great episode.
Yeah, death by curling stone would be...
Oh, brutal. Quick.
That could be my MO if I was in the mafia, though.
Dude, you'd have to be working out so much, though.
Breaking legs with curling stones. They're heavy. Aren't they like 50 pounds or something?
They're very heavy. I was actually carrying it, not to flex. I was carrying it.
You're so strong.
And they were like,
Charlie, you are not supposed to pick those up.
I know.
Everybody in the whole club stared daggers into your back when you picked that up.
I did that?
Yes.
Wait, what do you mean he picked it up?
He picked it up off the ice. You're not supposed to do that.
Well, why? Is it religious?
Because if
what?
You drop it,
yeah,
it'll
cracks
fuck the ice up. And you're standing on where it needs to be really smooth.
Well, luckily I'm strong.
I didn't see that.
I thought they were going to jump you.
I did not see that. What are you doing?
Dude, my second time curling, I made a mistake. Get over it. I'm already over it.
Now you learn.
Yeah, I'm over it. So should we take some callers, you think, or... do we have more to dive into on this issue? Are you getting a curling club?
What do you mean?
We just brought this up. I think you should.
Yeah, I could. And use the, like, you have your secret mafia meetings in the room where they store all, like, the ice shaving and grooming equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the mini Zamboni thing or whatever it is.
Yeah.
The mini Zoni. the mini bony. We'll find it. We'll find it. But
Zamboni is a
what would be a good
name.
Curling club name? You know.
The Fargo Stoners.
Stoners Club would be good.
Dropping Stones. You know, Cracked Ice Curling Club.
Cracked Ice, not bad.
Yeah.
We'll find it.
We'll find it. You kind of have to ingrain yourself into the culture. And then you find like some small like that, like, you know, Sliding Stones. Oh, the Sliding Stones. Sliding Stone Curling Club.
Slippies.
Slippies. Yeah, I like Slippies. That's it.
Slippy's Curling Club.
Yeah.
It actually is kind of, hey, head on down to Slippy's.
Yeah, Slippy's slides off the tongue.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Really slips off the tongue.
I like ass over tea kettle, but that's a mouthful.
Ass over tea kettle.
A-O-T-K.
Head over to the A-O-T-K.
Yeah.
The ass over tea kettle curling club. The A-O-T-K, A-O-T-K-C-C. That's what yours is going to be called?
Aotic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll find
don't,
it.
That don't slide off the tongue.
We'll find
we'll
it.
We'll figure it out.
But yeah, I'm going to have to open up a new club called Slippy's Curling Club and really eliminate the phrase, I don't do it enough, out of my vocabulary.
Yeah.
Got to get that done. So what do you say we take some calls?
I say and, we'll get that done.
As you would say, keep her moving.
Let's keep her moving. Hello, welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who are we talking to?
Hey, it's James from Texas.
James from Texas. James, where in Texas are you calling from?
The Gulf Coast area.
Oh, nice. You're on the coast. Good for you.
Yeah.
What do you do down there?
I'm in insurance sales, auto insurance, home insurance, flood, the work.
All right. So you're a good golfer then is what you're saying.
No, I work from home, so it's mostly just home and then hunting whenever I can get out.
Okay, you traded the golf clubs for the old hunting gear is what you're saying.
What do you hunt down there? You get those mule deer, or what do you go for?
No, those are out west, man. I do mostly ducks, doves, occasionally quail, and some big hog hunter myself.
Oh, hog.
Hog hunting.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you go out with, like, the dogs and stuff?
No, I don't have the balls for that. I use AR-15s and try to clean up as many as possible.
They're an invasive species.
Yeah, have you ever done it in a helicopter before?
Jeez, Louise.
No.
Do people do that?
So expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, basically they just get in a chopper and they just mow them down.
They leave them there?
Yep.
They leave them there.
They go pick them up, right?
Usually, from what I see, they have trucks that kind of follow them. They just load them up in the truck.
Oh, they're really good. When I was in South Carolina, we did that. We went out with the dogs, actually. That's not how we got it eventually, but and put it on a spigot. And oh my gosh, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, why don't you belly up to the bar with us? Tell us what's on your mind.
All righty. Well, I'm about to finish my degree. And my girlfriend wants to go on a trip to celebrate my finishing of a degree.
Okay.
What's your degree in? Let's get that fact first. Sorry.
Chemistry.
Okay. So you got.
So what do you get a job in if you got a chemistry degree is what I want to know.
Chemistry related jobs. I don't know. I was going to go into oil.
Okay.
Okay. Got it.
So the degree is more of a formality then or.
Oh, no, it's important. It's important, but it's just, you know, oil has a lot of things. You could do analytical chemistry and analyze stuff. You could do environmental chemistry, which is my specialty is analytical and environmental chemistry. So
Pretty slick.
Lot of looking at impacts and stuff.
That's okay. Awesome, man. Well, congratulations. So, but we cut you off, though. We cut you off for your real question. What was that?
I've got... First question is, it has to do with my graduation. My girlfriend wants to take a trip, and I want to go to Wisconsin because I love Wisconsin.
Yeah, that a boy.
I did an internship at Marquette in 2017 and got to really explore who I am as a person and found my love for Miller Lite and Lineys.
I love this. This is amazing. Miles is all sad.
I'm just listening.
Oh no, Busch Light is, you know, we drink both when we're hunting, so okay. I like them both. They're both great beers. And Miles, just so you know, I used to be a craft brewer before I got into insurance, So I know your aversion for IPA, boys, and I agree with you.
Fellow's a chemist. I like how he's using his skills.
You know, it's not every IPA boy that rubs me the wrong way. It's more so the ones that got to tell everyone that they are IPA boys.
Oh, I know. They're the worst. Yeah. They're the worst. I used to be like that, but then I started drinking Miller Lite and Busch Light and was like, screw it.
You're like, wow, this actually like doesn't taste like I'm eating a handful of grass. I love it.
Brillo pads at the tongue.
I love how you went out though to explore and to find yourself, and you found yourself in Wisconsin.
Well, Charlie, does a lot of people say that they go to Milwaukee, do an internship at Marquette, and use it as an experience to really find themselves? Have you heard that before?
I'm going to be honest with you, Miles. That doesn't happen a lot. That's why I'm sitting here pretty
shocked. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
describe to us what you meant by you found yourself.
Well, it was a pretty bad time in my life. I found out that I got accepted to the internship the day of my father's funeral.
Oh.
And yeah. So I was basically kind of flying in the wind there. I packed up my dad's funeral. I got the notice that was April 7th of 2017. And by May, I don't remember, sometime in May, I was packing up my old 93 Chevy and heading out to Milwaukee for 3 months. And it was nice living there for 3 months, not knowing anybody. So I had no expectations of who I was supposed to be other than I was from Texas.
Wow, this sounds like a great sounds like a country song, honestly. You know, '93 Chevy. Sure, you know, I didn't know nothing about myself except I was from Texas. You know,
that actually is a country song. Yeah,
yeah, sounds
well.
Good.
We're sorry to hear about your dad, and I'm glad that you kind of used the experience. It sounds like you kind of turned it into a positive at some point.
It was a huge positive. Became a Packers fan and a Brewers fan.
Yeah, baby. I love that. What now after you went there and you found yourself, you know, now you want to go back for your vacation.
And it sounds like the old ball and chain doesn't want to go back.
So her parents or her mom's a fib. Her mom's a fib. She's born and raised Texas, but her mom's a fib.
Okay.
And she just doesn't understand why I would want to spend a week in Wisconsin and what is there to do. Because all she knows is Lake Geneva.
Oh, sounds like a fib. Sounds like a fib or the daughter of a fib. I get it.
Yeah. And I wanted to go for Summerfest. But she says Taste of Chicago is better.
Taste of Chicago?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. It's somewhere where you go eat food in Chicago. That's not better than Summerfest.
It's Chicago's response to Summerfest. They do it the same time every year. And it's because everyone in Chicago was leaving to go to Summerfest. So they made Taste of Chicago.
Okay. Well, it hasn't worked.
Replacing all those people from Chicago that leave to go to Wisconsin because Wisconsin's better is what you're saying.
Right.
So
you're trying to figure out how to navigate the situation?
I'm trying to ask if y'all have any recommendations that I can use to explain why and where to go in Wisconsin to convince her that Wisconsin is so much better than, say, taking a cruise around Mexico or, worse, Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're wondering, why is... excuse me. Whoa. You're wondering why Wisconsin is the superior vacation destination.
Well, I'm wondering what can I say to entice her, because she's always saying, what's in Chicago? There's nothing there. And of course, my response is, well, my buddy Billy and Jackson, he's there, and that's a good enough reason for me. But for someone who hasn't spent a good amount of time driving around Wisconsin, I need some
Charlie, go ahead.
Chamber, you know?
Charlie, all right.
Go ahead.
So glad you asked. Let's pull up the old map and start cooking away at it. So first of all, you're going to fly and you're going to land over in Milwaukee. Okay. No, nope, that's Green Bay, Miles. That's Milwaukee right there. So you land in Milwaukee. Okay. And then I'll hold it up so you can see. Now, I don't know if the camera sees this in perspective.
Keep going.
All right. So you land in Milwaukee and then right away, you've got a bunch of stuff to do in Milwaukee. Now, is your gal an outdoor gal or is she an indoor? Outdoor cat, indoor cat?
Both.
Okay, perfect.
We like to canoe, but we also like Netflix, you know.
Fantastic. All right. Well, speaking of canoeing, you can do canoeing or kayaking in the Milwaukee River, and you can bar hop along the way. It's fantastic. It's a good casual thing for kind of your indoor-outdoor cat situation. And then you get in through there, you park the kayak, you go over to like Boone and Crockett or something. That's right off the river. You go have yourself a couple drinks. Return the kayaks, then you can go hiking. Lion's Den, which is right on Lake Michigan. By the way, you go to Milwaukee in the summer. Boy, I'll tell you what, after a couple drinks, you look at Lake Michigan, it looks just like an ocean. You can barely tell the difference. You're wherever you want to be. Speaking of oceans, did you know you can surf in Lake Michigan? Yes, absolutely you can. Hang 10. Sheboygan, just up the way, is the Malibu of the Midwest. They got the best waves in Sheboygan. And while you're up that way in Sheboygan, you might as well keep going up the thumb, and that's Door County. You get Door County cherries, and you get some of the best hikes in Wisconsin up there. If you come in the fall, oh my gosh, you got to see the colors, okay? Now, that's just the eastern part of Wisconsin, and I barely touch the surface of the eastern part of Wisconsin. I could go on, and don't even get me started on the Wisconsin Dells. But since we started on the Wisconsin Dells, let me tell you about it. Have you heard of the Kalahari? Have you heard of, great last day. Miles, why are you yawning right now? Miles is yawning over here.
You're
hey, fellas, did you get any fish today or no? Did you? What'd you get? You got a northern? How many inches? 32 and a half. That away. Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, well, I mean, these fellas, if you come in the winter, you got ice fishing. Now, we're up here in Green Bay. Where were you guys fishing? What lake?
Right here.
We're right on the river?
Yeah, open water fishing.
Oh, you were open water fishing. Oh, see, you know, even if the ice isn't thick enough, you can open water fish right on the river. Now, you do want to bring your spikes just in case you fall in the drink, you know, clip them on there and go in. I left off at the Dells, though. Sorry about that. A lot of great last date spots at the Dells. Have I told you about the Museum of Historic Torture Devices? That's a fun one. Also, Rick Wilcox's Magic Castle. I mean, it's fantastic. Cheese Days in Monroe. I could go on and on. And by the way, we haven't even gone up north yet, but up north, it's some of the best skiing, fishing, hunting, whatever you want to do. And the Ice Age Trail. You can take that all the way around Wisconsin. Go to the Driftless area of Wisconsin, by the way. How I said you look out of Lake Michigan, it looks like an ocean. You go to the Driftless area, you have a couple cocktails, looks like Ireland. Okay, so, I mean, it's a beautiful place, Wisconsin, and that's Miles is, taking another sip of his beer. So those are just the cliff notes, okay? And again, barely scratch the surface. But anything she wants to do, we have it right here in Wisconsin. Oh, deep fried cheese curds and squeaky cheese curds.
Just play her that whole clip. And if she stays awake for it,
Miles,
then you know that she wants to go to Wisconsin.
Miles, you know, I need you to be a supportive co-host right here.
I just said
she's going to stay awake. How could she not? I mean, how could she not? It's a fantastic place. All right. So phenomenal.
Charlie, has anyone ever told you you would be a great voice of one of those museums where you put the headphones on and it tells you about the stuff you walk to?
I should do that. I should do a guided tour of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Maybe Wisconsin. I'll do that.
You could do a driving tour of Wisconsin.
You know what? I'll just drive you guys. You let me know when you're landing and we'll go. Okay.
All right, that's the best. I'll bring you pecans and beef jerky from Texas or whatever you need.
That'd be phenomenal. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Well, there we go. I think we got that settled. I think you got like a whole novel worth of stuff that you can, you know, show them that this is why you need to go to Wisconsin for a little post-grad vacay. And thanks for calling in, man. This is great.
Yeah, Yeah, appreciate it. I have one other quick question for both of y'all.
Yeah.
Because when I left Wisconsin, I was really missing Wisconsin. I found both of y'all's comedy, and it was kind of like a source of happiness for me and when I'm struggling in chemistry. Do y'all ever do shows down in Texas?
Yeah, I certainly do. I've played Austin, Houston, Dallas, and I'll be back down there probably in the fall. I'm touring again come the fall. But when I tour, reach out to us on Bellied Up, DM us or something on Instagram. Get you some free tickets, you and your wife.
Yeah, sure, man. If y'all ever need anything, y'all in the Houston or Dallas area, I'm always here to help. So, well, I appreciate you, boys. You know, all my love goes to Wisconsin and North Dakota. North Dakota's got some of the world's greatest, you know, waterfowl hunting. So I hope to make it up there one day, too.
Hell yeah, man.
Let us know, my guy.
Yeah. All righty. Well, I appreciate y'all. And, you know, tell your folks I says hi and keep her moving.
Okay, watch for deer, all right? Real we'll good. See you soon now.
All right, Charlie.
I got that really excited there.
I know. Well, that was your audition to be the tourist guide of Wisconsin.
Maybe I should do that.
A guided tour.
A guided tour of Wisconsin? Like, maybe that's my next album.
Well, no, it could just be a podcast. And you do it like, if you're on this, you say the location that they can listen to this as they're driving through.
Oh, that's nice.
And then, so it's like, give me a location that you would drive through that you'd talk about.
Well, Green Bay.
Yeah. So you go and you say, hey, you're going to start on the intersection here and you're going to head west.
Yeah.
And you're like, over here is the Lombardi, you're on Lombardi Avenue and you got the Lambeau Field to the left and this to the right, and you just go all the way through. It's
not a bad idea, Miles. It's not a bad idea at all. Yeah, maybe we'll do it after this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You should come with me. You can drive.
And I can provide the random. Ooh.
Yeah. I need that.
Ah.
I need that support. Exactly.
All right.
Thank you. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Hello. Who do we got?
Travis from Ohio.
Travis from Ohio. How you doing, my guy?
Good, and you?
Oh, doing great. Doing great.
Well, we're bellied up to the bar right now here in Green Bay. Why don't you belly up with us? What's on your mind?
Oh, I got a couple, need a little bit of advice from the both of you.
Okay.
All right, first, Miles, you. How long you been golfing?
I've been golfing since I was a kid. I don't know exact age when I started, but since I was a kid.
So do you have any advice on getting better at golfing with limited time constraints?
Okay. lots and lots of prayers to the old big man upstairs, number one. Number two, I would say little swing fluid helps, you know, a couple beers going down before you start, and then a couple while you're playing always helps. And lastly, biggest thing is just don't beat yourself up and remember that you're playing for fun and not playing to be on the tour. So really, really, it's about the mentality more than actual if you don't got any time to fix the game.
The swing fluid definitely helps me until about the ninth hole.
Okay. Well, then just play nine holes then. Don't go for the back nine.
Less is more.
Charlie, you, fishing.
Yeah.
I'm definitely an avid fan of fishing. I can get over the fact that I suck at golf.
Yeah.
And I get to get drunk and have fun.
Yep.
But I can't get over the fact that I'm never bringing fish home.
Oh, never bringing fish home?
Not never, but not very many.
Okay, all right. Well, I can help you there. What kind of fishing do you like to do the most?
Oh, we do the river run, the walleyes.
Oh yeah.
And then I like to get the perch, but the problem is that I don't have a boat, and I can't really get out on Lake Erie and fish for the perch very well off the shore.
Well, Lake Erie, So
first of all, you're in Ohio, so.
Yeah, are you sitting there in Cleveland? Is that where you're located?
Toledo.
Oh, you're in Toledo.
How, you know, just so I can get a frame of reference for everyone on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone's heard of Toledo, but not necessarily know how big of a city it is. How big is Toledo, would you say?
Bigger than Kenosha, but smaller than Milwaukee.
Okay.
I would
Big, well, how big is Kenosha then?
I believe Kenosha is like 150,000.
So like a little bit less than Toledo?
And then Toledo is pushing, I think, 220-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Kenosha is about one-fourth of... Milwaukee is about four Kenoshas.
Yeah.
Toledo's about half of Milwaukee. So, you know, Toledo's about half of Milwaukee. Yeah.
And how big's Milwaukee?
Well, Milwaukee's about two Toledos.
Okay, got that. All right, so we got that cleared
up. Got that established there. That's real good.
So you're in Toledo.
Now,
I'm in Toledo.
He's in Toledo.
Now my whole family's from Wisconsin.
Holy Toledo, you don't say.
I was just going to say that.
You don't say.
Everybody but me.
Well, first of all, you can come back. Where are they in Wisconsin?
Kenosha.
Oh, sure.
I got some family in Green Bay, extended family.
Okay.
And I got, what's that?
We're in Green Bay right now. We're at Lenny's Tap.
I've never made it to Green Bay, unfortunately.
Oh, you got to get up here. Well, to answer your question, go ahead. Don't want to cut you off.
I was going
to
say, furthest up I've been up in, it's probably Madison.
Madison. Okay. Now, if you get back to Madison, I'll tell you this much, and you want to get perch, you go on Lake Mendota, Lake Monona, a lot of perch there, you know, and you can kind of get those probably offshore. You'll find some perch. Perch, you really want to find if there's a reef around, like if you're fishing Lake Winnebago or something, there's three reefs there. You know, or there's the big hole in the park, you know, I mean, so is there a park around or a pond? Because I think, you know, if you're in Erie, you know, that they've got different species of fish. And if the perch, you do need a boat to get out there. Otherwise, you kind of just that's a weird lake to fish.
Charlie, the better advice is go out on the boat, drink all day. Then on your ride home, go to the store, pick up some fish, tell everyone that that's what you caught for the day.
They're going to be like, you caught a cod? Where'd you get a cod?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You'd be like, yeah, I think.
I'm trying to give him some solid advice here,
I know,
Miles.
But.
What about the park? What
he
about
called
the,
into this no, podcast no, no, for real advice.
Okay, what about the marina? You got the marina there? There's some good shelter there probably around all the boats. Fish will like to hang out under there. Gives them a little protection. You ever fish under the boats or the docks there?
That's a good crappie spot over here.
Oh, you're getting
the
crappies
there?
Marinas
are where the crappies hang out.
You're getting crappies? Yep. Where?
I'm not getting very many because I'm not getting to go fishing as much because I got the kids.
Oh, so it's a time situation.
That was also in the next question is you say you got limited time for these hobbies. What is the, you said the kids are taking up all your time?
Oh, my, I can't blame her at all. Bless my wife's heart. But, you know, I could only get out so much and leave her with the kids while I'm at work most of the time. And then I go out on the weekends and spend time with my hobbies. So
yeah.
Why don't you bring them with? Why don't you take them golfing? Why don't you take them fishing?
Not at the age yet.
All right.
Oh. We'll get there.
I still got a little perch advice for you. So what I think you do is you want to start off simple, okay? I would not get cute with it. I would just go straight worms, okay? Straight worms on a lead, on a jig. Worms on a jig. Okay. I would get different color jigs. I would try them out. Just a little piece of worm. Make sure the hook's not too big and just drop it straight down. No bobber. Just tight line it and just drop it all the way down to the bottom. Reel it up a few clicks off the bottom and just sit there, wait, see what's biting. Reel it up a little bit more off the bottom and just kind of feel around that area. See if they're in that area at all. If they are, and then you can start get cute with it. But I would take out worms because that's going to be your easiest way to catch perch, in my opinion.
Perfect. Now, Miles.
Yes.
I was just listening to a couple of weeks episodes, and then I happened to see that you guys were taking calls. Huge Packers fan here.
Good for you.
I think it was 2 weeks ago you said Packers were about eliminated and they were going to be eliminated.
Oh, eat those words, Miles. You want any hot sauce for those words?
You guys still got you got one more week left. Just relax.
Not by the time this episode.
R-E-L-A-X, relax. They can still be eliminated.
By the time this comes out, Miles, we will be Super Bowl champions.
That is a bald-faced lie.
I've been saying that since the beginning of the season.
That's fine. Yeah. That's what every delusional Packers fan says.
I do say it every year, but this year I mean it. I really do. So
that is true. I did say that, though. That was I forgot about that, and now I'm going to be stressed the next week at the game. So
it's okay. I'm used to my teams being eliminated in the playoffs. I'm an Ohio State fan, and New Year's Eve didn't go very well. So
yeah, well, that'll happen.
Yeah, you should really become a Badgers fan. I'm just going to say that. But
oh,
I know
that's going real good lately.
Probably not.
That's the one thing I can't do.
Yeah, I know. I knew coming out of my mouth you wouldn't be able to do that. But it's a nice thought, you know.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Second Big Ten team for me. How about that?
Okay, that sounds good. I'll take that.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah.
Hopefully we helped a little bit.
Yep, definitely. Thank you, fellas.
Have a good one.
See you now. Hey, everybody. I love Tippecanoe. By the way, March 9th is today. Guess what's coming up? St. Paddy's Day. And what better Tippecanoe to get than the Shamrock Mint? That's right. We're all about.
I love shamrocks.
It's one of the most. Don't you? Are you Irish? You got a little Irish in that French?
No, but I like drinking Shamrock Mint Tippecanoe.
Yeah.
For a couple days, I am Irish, you know.
Put a little Irish in you.
Yeah, okay. It will.
Buy the Shamrock Mint Tippecanoe. That's what I mean. Nothing weird. and we also have March Madness coming up. You know what I'm going to be drinking the whole time, Miles?
Tippecanoe. Oh, yeah.
This month is all about luck, so I'm going to be filling up my March Madness bracket with a glass of Shamrock Mint Tippecanoe in my hand, and hopefully this will be the year my final four teams finally go to the final round, because it has not been the case pretty much ever, honestly. I've never picked all the final four. Have you, Miles?
No. Tip on back a Tippecanoe, Charlie.
I'll tip one on back, Miles. Thank you.
Charlie.
Miles.
I don't know about you. It might be too early to be saying it, but lake season's going to be right around the corner here.
Oh, geez, Miles. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
You got to get ready. You know, you're much more of an open water fisherman than I am.
I
like floating around at the lake. I like, I like taking my nieces and nephews tubing.
Oh.
And maybe launch them a couple times.
Yeah. I know the kind of lake guy you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they got all that kind of stuff at Fleet Farm.
Sure
wouldn't you say?
Do at the Fleet Farm.
We love it.
Yeah, they got everything. They
you got a story
tubes.
of an old uncle throwing you off the tube?
Yeah, sure.
I had an uncle whose whole goal was to rip the tube cover off every time he took us.
Oh, wow. One of them guys.
Yeah.
I see how it is. Yeah, no, I was... I was actually skiing, and if I wasn't getting up, we get three tries, and then we're done.
Yeah, because he's got a date with the cooler on shore.
Exactly.
He can't be doing that all day.
Exactly, and I have a big family, so it's like three, you get up, nope, and then next, you know?
Yeah. And where you probably got those skis and the life jacket and everything at Fleet Farm.
Probably, yeah, actually. I think they got skis over at Fleet Farm, don't
they? I think they do.
Well, if they don't, you can get a couple.
You can get a life jacket
section.
For sure.
You can get a life jacket. You can go with. You can get a new seat for your fishing boat. I love their seat section, honestly. It's one of my favorite sections. We bought some seats, didn't we?
I don't know where they're at, but we definitely bought them because we were going to use them as something.
I don't know, but I think I paid for them, so I'd really like my seat back. We were going to use them as bar stools. We were going to put them to a bar stool.
Oh,
in the early days of Bellied Up, before we were going to all these different bars that we were going
to
have.
And we went to Fleet Farm and we bought some boat seats that were going to be our bar seats.
Mm-hmm.
So they're out there somewhere, but regardless, they had our back. So guys, if you want to get ready for lake season coming up, if you want to build a bar and have boat seats be the bar seats, go to Fleet Farm. Have everything you need.
Fleet Farm.
We love it.
Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who we got on the horn?
Hey, this is Brian from St. Paul.
Brian from St. Paul. How we living, Brian?
I'm living pretty easy. It's a snow day. Nothing going on but laundry and drinking.
What caused a snow day in St. Paul? That's hard to get.
Oh, I just don't have to go to work today.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't remember any tough weather coming through
yeah,
there.
Seriously, yeah, seriously. That'd be national news, a snow day in Minnesota.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
How are you guys?
They got 18 inches of snow, and their school buses are 2 hours late.
Yeah, they just put the chains on the school bus in that scenario.
Yeah. Well, no, everyone volunteers and brings the kids to school on snowmobiles.
Yeah. Getting them out of my house.
Yeah.
We're doing good, man. We're just hanging out here in Green Bay, actually. So, yeah, just chilling. Yeah, I bellied up. So yeah. Belly up to the bar with us and let us know what's on your mind.
On your day off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so real quick, I work in downtown Minneapolis and I drove by Palmer's the other day. There's the spot.
Oh,
there
yeah.
It is.
We know Palmer's. Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Did you stop in for one or no?
Oh, no, I didn't have time.
Oh, you got it.
The next time.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, do that for us.
All right. So I'm wondering what, so I'm a transplant. So I was born in California.
Oh, wow.
Sorry about that.
I've been living up here for, about 8 years, 8 or 9 years now.
Sure.
So I'm wondering how long does it take and at what point do I become full Midwestern? I mean, I feel it. I got the accent going on a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, what should I be looking out for to be like, hey, no. And California.
That's remind me, how long did you say you've been in the Midwest?
8 years.
Eight.
This is a great question. When you move, how long after moving to the Midwest do you, how long after moving to the Midwest does it take for you to become a Midwesterner? Fantastic question.
Yeah, it's kind of like the common law marriage thing after 7 years, whatever.
Yeah.
8 years. You tell me this. Is anyone kind of still giving you crap about being from California or anything like that? Or do they not even remember that you're from California, the people that you know?
All the time.
Okay.
All the time. They go, oh, well, you're from California. You know, you can't. I mean, come on.
Then I think the short answer is longer than eight so far. Because... once you get to that threshold where they stop making fun of you, then maybe that's the time.
I think it depends where you came from. So let's say you came from like Kentucky. Okay. That might be a little less of an incubation period before you're a full on Midwesterner,
but also a thicker accent to deal with too.
If you have one, but I mean, Kentucky, like Colorado, you know, Montana, Wyoming, those things, we will allow that to happen a lot easier, you know, two, 3 years or whatever. California or like New York or, you know,
Florida.
I mean, those ones are going to take a little bit. You know, you're just farther from the epicenter. And also California, obviously, that's just a good punchline. So people might, might take to that a little bit. Where in California were you from?
Down close to San Diego. So we're talking like deep in the heart of California.
Yeah, yeah. What's the actual town name that you're from?
Temecula.
So from Temecula. You might just want to...
You familiar?
Oh, yeah. I've been to Temecula before. They got the wine country over there.
How big is Temecula?
A ton of wine out there.
Yeah.
How big?
Now it's like 150,000, something like that.
So about a half.
It's just a huge.
So a little bit smaller than Toledo.
It's about one Kenosha.
Yeah, it is about one Kenosha.
Kenosha, yeah. So sure. I think
it's about two or three Mankatos.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
big's Mankato then?
They're coming up to 50,000. That's a growing.
Yeah, about like half.
It's about a third of Kenosha.
Yeah,
yeah. Now, I think you want to start telling folks instead of I'm from California, I'd say, yeah, I'm from Temecula. And they might think that it's close to Mankato, you know, so that can help. All right. So I would just I would think about it like that. You know, it's all about how you're branding yourself here. But but I think you're doing everything right. Are you saying your OPS?
I got the OPS in. Let me fly by there real quick.
OK, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you get on your hands and knees, bow your head, and pray to the ranch gods every night?
Well, see, no. No, I don't know many Minnesotans or Midwesterners that do, though.
Oh, okay.
Are you?
It's kind of
praying to the ranch guys every night, Miles?
Well, it's kind of one of those things that's like politics and religion. You don't really talk about those things. Everyone prays to the ranch gods on their own time. They have their own way of doing it. So
Miles is a big ranch fella. He'll tell you the viscosity and everything.
Yeah, I'm kind of a viscosity snob. That's what they call me in the streets. So
let me ask you this. If somebody accidentally steps on your foot, are you waiting for them to apologize? Or are you apologizing because you put your foot
under theirs?
Yeah.
Oh, I was probably in the way.
You were God.
Sorry about that.
Start. He's doing everything good.
It's a great start.
He's doing everything good. What's your favorite food?
It's Mexican food. And
okay.
That's not gonna change. Minnesota's got some pretty good Mexican food.
No, there's some. I will say Midwest has some great, great Mexican food. That's true. But people, you know, that they'll think. They'll start putting the piece together when you said Temecula. They'll be like, is that really close to Mankato or no? You know? Okay. Good
I think
deal.
I think I found a solution to your problem. I think even if you feel that Mexican food is your top, you got to just tell people that it's like lefse or something. You got to go with something. Just lie maybe is a good move. Because it's like one of those
lie to the people.
Yeah, it's like fake it till you make it, you know, type of situation.
I like that, Miles. But if you want to,
I love this lefse. It's so plain and potato-y. You know, say stuff like that.
Well, what's your favorite Mexican spot in St. Paul?
So it's down in Mankato. It's
even
called
better.
Right next to Temecula.
Yeah.
Yeah. Down pretty close to Temecula, there's a spot called Mazatlan.
Perfect. Start talking about that. Perfect. And just say it down in Mankato. There you go. You got that. Okay. That's good. Now, what's your favorite outdoor activity?
Grouse hunting.
Oh, boy. Jeez. This grouse. He doesn't even go pheasant. He goes grouse. I mean, this guy, he's got it. You know,
have you tried reading Charlie Baron's book called The Midwest Survival Guide?
I didn't know he had such a product.
Oh, I do have a product.
You're going to need to take it in chunks because it's a pretty hefty book. But, you know, for the first time ever, I will recommend reading it.
Thank you, Miles. Thank you very much. I wrote Miles a nice personalized message in the book and he still hasn't gotten to it.
I found it months later when I was on the pot. And I flipped open the front cover because my phone died.
Yeah. So. Yeah. In fact, you know what we're going to do? We're going to send you a free copy of the Midwest Survival Guide. Okay. Coming right to you.
It's kind of mean that you put me on your back cover shirtless like that. Did you do that on purpose?
Look at that. There's Miles right there. That actually is supposed to be a version of me. But
that turned into it's kind of if we had a love child. Honestly.
It is kind of like it's a mix between it's like if I get on. It actually does, I think, look a little bit more like you. It's got the thicker beard, you know, and that's great.
So you got to pick up a copy of that. I mean, it's going to be hard to find. I think that they're all sold out everywhere because they've just been flying off the shelves.
Wow. Thank you, Miles. This is amazing.
Yeah. It's like. Wow.
Yeah.
You can't keep them on the shelves.
And for that reason, I'll send you a copy for this. So we got your number. We'll get your address. We'll send you a copy over. I'll sign it and the whole deal. But
sweet.
To answer your question, I believe that you are a Midwesterner at heart. And keep in mind, being Midwest is not about where you're from. It's about.
It's a state of mind.
It's not the state you're
from. You said in the previous episode.
I'm going to say again. It's not the state you're from. It's not the state you're from. It's your state of mind. It's not your state. It's not your home state. It's your state of mind. Somewhere in there. We're going to find it. Okay. But anyways. Yeah,
we'll find it.
Yeah, you're there. How many ice scrapers you got?
In the car or just in my possession?
In your personal collection.
So there's two in the car and there's another two in the closet. So yeah, we got a four.
Attaboy.
So I know why you have that many. But here's a final test for him. Explain to me why you have so many ice scrapers.
Well, you got different kinds of ice you got to scrape. So you got the one with kind of the longer handle.
Yeah.
To get the snow off.
Yeah.
And then if you got a layer of ice on there, you take the small one and you kind of, you take those little like notches on the top.
Sure.
And you kind of cut some holes in there and then you go back to your big long handled one. And if you notched it correctly, the ice just slides right off.
Man,
you scored the ice.
You are more Midwest than a lot of Midwesterners. I'll tell you that right now.
So I think you passed, man.
And also,
I think you did it.
Did you notice that he's got two in the car? He's got two in the car, one for the deer, one for the ice. I like that. You need some to scrape them off the grill.
Well,
good man.
And it's in a dire situation. You're going after a football game, you're in the parking lot, big snowy game at Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
You go in the parking lot and everyone's got snow on there. You can start handing out ice scrapers for people that are not as smart as you if you forgot a couple.
Exactly. Or just take it the next level. Start scraping their car off for them.
Just start cleaning every car you see.
Yeah, that's good. You're going to get there because you are well on your way. Okay.
I'd say in a couple of years, you're going to be like, they're going to even forget that that Temecula is even in California.
Yeah, I thought it was by Mankato myself.
It is.
Yeah, just a little south of Mankato. That's all.
Yeah, just a little south. A little southwest of Mankato. That's it. You know, when you say, I'm from Temecula. Where's that? It's a little southwest of Mankato. That's it.
It is.
That's all you got to say.
And you're not telling it's true. It is true.
So, anyways, well, this was real slick. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate the heck out of you.
We put you through the ringer and you passed.
Sure did.
Thanks, boys. I feel a lot better now.
Good All right. deal.
Pick up, Barron's book and...
No, I'm sending it to him.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll be looking in the mail for Barron's book.
Mm-hmm.
And probably arrive in, what, two, three months?
Yeah, something like that. I'm a little slow on the go.
Miles, I mean, Charlie's putting himself out there and he's offering this awesome book, the survival guide.
Oh, here we go. We got to... Now he's getting a little greedy, Charlie.
Yeah, the California's coming out.
Look who's from Temecula, California now. Nice try. Wow. Nice try.
Wow.
This guy, you know what? You got a little bit more to go.
Wow.
You got a little bit more to go.
You'll get there,
I'm
though.
I'm still living a little south of Mankato, is what you're saying.
Quite a ways southwest.
This was fun. Right. Thank you for calling in.
Right. See you, man. Thanks.
Have a good one.
See ya.
Like, other guy asked for free merch and I just said no. I was like, no. You're from California. I ain't doing that shit. Just a complete flip flop.
Yeah.
No, we can send him something. We can send him.
Send him a ditch chicken tag.
Hey, here we go.
He likes grouse.
Let's go to Flea Farm. Get the Barron's shirt on sale. And send him that.
Yeah, they are on sale. They're giving them away at the Fleet Farm.
We love it. Well, Charlie.
Miles, this was a lot of fun.
I think that was a good conclusion to another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast.
I would say another successful go, I think we had there, yeah.
I think we had it all. I think we had tourism, we had fishing, golfing, we had a little California talk.
Yeah, Temecula.
Which was not on the list of things I thought we were going to talk about today.
But I learned that Temecula is about one Kenosha, so that's nice.
Oh, decent sized town.
It's about a fourth of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So,
guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast. And as always, make sure you tip your bartender. Love you guys.